All right, so we got my man in the building, and Tim, you know what? I got to tell you. I got to tell you this, Tim.
Go ahead.
You know we love you. And when we say that, we mean doesn't? It. We love you. That's true.
No, well.
There was points and times where we was questioning our love for you when you earned that Dirty Dog title. You know, it was questioning.
It takes somebody special to earn that title.
Okay? No. I know a few Dirty Dogs that's just plain old Dirty Dogs. But,
plain old Dirty Dogs.
But, Tim, so last week, you know, Coach Davey called in.
Yes.
And so when me and you talk and we scheduled mm-hmm. for Coach Davey to call in, and especially if you're going to be in,
sure.
I kind of play backup to you, mm-hmm. you know, because you are the sports guy.
Yeah, well, so are you.
Well, I'm not as much of a sports guy as you are.
Oh, I wouldn't say that now.
Well, you know what? You might be right, because last week I didn't write any questions.
No.
Because I figured you would have questions, and I was just piggyback off of some of your stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't show up.
And it was
understandable.
That's on me.
You know, I gotta take a shot when I can. Mm-hmm. You know, I just took one.
I deserve it too.
But Tim, I think I did pretty good, man. I had some stuff. I know you did. You know, because you send me some information and I read your stuff, so I was pretty proud.
Sometimes the best interviews are the ones that you don't write down questions for. You just wing it.
I had no choice.
They're real. You know, they just come from within, and you just go with it.
I had no choice, you know? Man. So it went well. I think the more and more that he calls in, I think he feels more comfortable with us.
Oh, of course.
And myself, Slay, mm-hmm. and Ray, we want to thank you for opening up that door. Hopefully we can keep that door open when it comes to basketball, just because it's a great outlet to have for these coaches that are coaching our kids to be able to come on and talk to us.
Well, I'll tell you how much Coach Davey enjoys it. He's asking me, he says, you guys need me on the radio show this week?
For real? That's nice. Does, man,
Because you guys are real, and he enjoys his time with you guys. And plus getting it out there about the team and what they're doing and what they're accomplishing and what lies ahead and all that. And you guys treat him right.
That's good. So shout out to Coach Davey, man. He's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Let me give him the clap because he is doing a great job. All right, Tim, before we go any further, I want you to talk about the team, like as far as we playing Shamout and stuff like that. But there was some mm-hmm. information that I got a hold of, and I shared it with Slay and Ray. In the business that you're in, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe in any business, you can't make everyone happy.
No, that's for sure.
So there were some citizens, and mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you got to look at where you get the information from. I got it from Void, you know. So people were upset mm-hmm. that there's not a lot of hoopla about the football team being 6-0, which there is. You know, they're just not looking where they're supposed to look at. And they even mentioned the fact that, you know, there was an article in the paper about kids from the basketball team last year mm-hmm. that are going to only junior colleges, and why are we giving them any kind of, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you get to hear these things, but I just want to say, and this is why we say to you so much, like, Tim, you are the greatest.
No.
Because we know there's people out there that think like that, but
no, I know.
You cover our kids so well, and you motivate them to continue to work harder. So here's a clap for you. I thank you for me and the guys and the city. No.
Well, you know what? I could turn it right back around as well, because they motivate me, these young people that are going on to do their thing. Because, I mean, they work hard in the classroom. They work hard, whether it's on the basketball court or on the football field, the baseball field, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they inspire me, because, I mean, I know they earned everything they have, and they deserve to be in the spotlight and the limelight. And to say, well, they're just going to junior college. I don't know about that, man. I mean, there's a lot of people that you know.
You know, Larry Johnson went to a junior college.
You're right. Yeah,
he sure did. And he transferred from a junior college, went to UNLV, and then, you know, Grandma Ma was made.
And I'm telling you, and these young people are bettering themselves, not only in athletics, but in the classroom as well. So, I mean, how could you ever knock that mm-hmm. say just? Yeah. I mean, they earned their spot.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm with that.
I appreciate it 100%. You know, let's talk Blue Hawks football.
Let's do it.
6-0, last game was mm-hmm. against Albany Academy.
Albany Academy, right.
It was senior day. You know, we had 12, I think, maybe.
I think a little more.
Maybe more.
Like almost 16,
maybe
I believe.
Maybe 16, that sounds about right.
If I get my counting correctly.
16 seniors.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that game and then lead until the Shamount game and what we should expect as far as, you know, the two going up against each other.
Well, Hudson came in on a roll. As you know, they were 5-0 going into that game. Albany Academy had started out the season 3-0, but they had lost to their two best opponents, which were Ravenna and Shamount. At the time, they got blown out by Ravenna 50-14. They lost like 54-19 to Shamount. So, I mean, so those first three victories were kind of, I don't know, they weren't as impressive. They didn't look as impressive when they played some real competition. So when they moved up, they started losing. And then Hudson came in on a roll, ranked 13th in the state at the time, and did what they do. I mean, second play of the game, you had Willie Walker bust off a 45-yard touchdown run, and after that, it was all she wrote. I got to tell you, you talk about shout-outs. You got to give one out to Willie Walker. Willie Walker is the man. I mean, it's like he's a man amongst boys. You know, I have said that because he is not the biggest kid in the world, but, man, is he plays big. I mean, he's got speed. He's got power. I mean, and he's really done an incredible job. He's passed for over 500 yards. He's rushed for over 600. And he goes between quarterback and running back. So you can use him in so many different ways. Plays defense as well. So, but that's just one.
He's kicking that punts at one time.
He absolutely kicks off. I mean, he can do it all. But he's got plenty of help, a lot of speed in the backfield. But what really sets, I think, this Hudson team apart this year is the work done on both sides of the ball on the line. Everybody says it all starts up front, and it does. And I think that's being proven this year because Hudson always has some great talent in the backfield, it seems, year after year after year, great talent in the backfield. But a lot of times that is not allowed to shine because you don't have a line in front of you. But this year they do. The kids put in the work in the weight room. They've really taken to the teachings of the coaches, and they're responding. They bought into the program, and they're doing their job. And right now they're 6-0. The state rankings came out today. They moved up two spots. They're now number 11 in the state.
Wow.
And exactly. They're one of only two Section 2 teams that are ranked in the top 25 in the state in Class B. And but I got to tell you, they are stepping up in competition this week as well. Shamount is 4-2. They have yet to be ranked this year in the top 25, but I find that kind of nuts because they are probably as good as any team in Class B this year. It's going to be a battle for Hudson. They have some really good talent in the backfield themselves. They have this kid, Jake DeFayette, who's a quarterback. He rushed for 200 yards himself as a quarterback last week against Ravenna. He's only a half of the equation for that team in the backfield.
Running back.
Yeah, they got the kid, Cameron Brooks. He's not a big kid as well. He's about 5'7", 170. But he just like Willie Walker, he runs with speed. He runs with power. And he's a threat. He's a threat.
Ravenna had them down, didn't they?
Actually, at halftime, I believe it was like 22-20. Mm-hmm. But then they scored a couple of touchdowns in the second half and pulled away. But one thing that I've noticed, judging by their scores, I haven't seen them play actually this year, but you can score on them. So so I look at this game as maybe like a 28-27 game. I think the key to this game is, believe it or not, the point afters, you know, after the touchdowns, the kicking game. They have a pretty good kicker. This Jake DeFayette kid, who is also the quarterback and a pretty good athlete, is a very good kicker. Hudson has a kid by the name of Ethan Peters, who's been nailing his point after kicks as well. He's gotten better as the season is going on. Mm-hmm. And I think it could come down to that, something as simple as that, a 28-27 type of game. When you have a game between two really good, evenly matched teams that is that close as far as talent goes, I mean, it could come down to that.
When you look at our defense, I just look at our defense, and I'm just so proud. Would you have Chris? Would you have Zion? Would you have Kip? Yep. You know, these guys are all over the place. I mean, they're making a difference on every play. And when you flip it to offense, where you have Marcus that's able to run 63 yards or Mike Alert that can run enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think Hudson should win this game. I think they should win it by I'm going to give them 2-touchdown lead.
That right?
Yeah. Only reason is just that I just think that
that's the spirit.
The reason why is that I don't think this year we've been able to see all three of those guys click at the same time, meaning Willie, Marcus, and Mike Alert.
Right.
And on the defensive side, I think they're going to hold strong. Chris is a monster out there.
He really is, all over the field.
And he sets the tempo, you know, and Kip kid, and Brown, and Hammer. I mean, I just think, I think we could beat them by 14.
Devin Kipp, to me, is the most approved player on the team this year.
Oh, I mean, he had a game.
Talk about a monster. I mean, every game he's in the backfield a couple of times. He gets a couple of sacks each week. I believe he leads the team in sacks, and Zion Brown has come up from the JVs, another kid that has just really made his mark. He plays on both sides of the ball and has really done a terrific job for Hudson.
The discipline, too. The discipline, but you could tell that they're natural athletes.
Yes.
And, I'm just sad that we won't be able to make the game, but what's better than a game? Hey. Watching Tim's Facebook page.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's always fun because I know a lot of people can't make it out to the games, and it's going to be cold out there from what I understand on Friday night as well. So, that's part of it. And like I say, it's a small price to pay to get up there and watch Hudson do their thing against a very good team. Like I say, Chalmont's honorable mention in the Class B rankings this week. They should be ranked. Cool. And I'm telling you, this is no joke. If you can beat this team, you can play with anybody. They played Glens Falls. Glens Falls is the top-ranked B team in Section 2, and they're actually number 6 overall in the state. And they played Chalmont, and Chalmont gave them trouble. In fact, this kid, Cameron Brooke, to get this, had 321 yards and 4 touchdowns rushing against this team. And, team is no joke. I mean, they're ranked number 6 in the state for a reason, and a lot of people think that they could be a title contender for the entire state this year. But like I say, Chalmont is no joke, and they will definitely give Hudson all it can handle. But again, I got to go with the Hawks on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going, but like I say, about 28-27 in that range. I think both teams will be able to score. But and again, like you said about the defense, Vern, I mean, the defense has been unbelievable. They've only allowed more than one touchdown one time this year, and that was in the first game when you know everybody's kind of coming back into it. I mean, they had a couple of bad plays where Johnstown was able to score, so they scored 18. But every other game, nobody has scored more than one touchdown against Hudson's defense, and that's saying a lot because they played some good competition, including Ravenna. It might not be the classic Ravenna team this year, but it's still a very good team and better than so many other teams in Class B this year. So Hudson's doing their thing.
Last question, Tim.
Yeah.
Do we have a playoff game at home, or does this next game determine if we have one?
No, they'll be home. What should happen, I would think, if they beat Chalmont, they'll be home most likely against either way, whether they win or lose – against Chalmont, they'll be home against either Hudson Falls or Broad Auburn Perth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's looking right now as we sit here today talking about it. So it looks like they'll play one of them at home next Friday.
Okay.
So that should be good. And then after you win that, then, you know, which I'm already penciling them in as a victory there, right there, then it gets competition. The competition gets tougher, I should say. It's either Glens Falls or Schuylerville most likely. So...
Yeah, it'd be nice to play Glens Falls. We beat them in basketball. It'd be nice to beat them in football,
and
too.
And Gerard, JG3, he's the quarterback of that team. So
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. But either way, you know what? You got to beat the best to be the best, and they're stepping up, and this is the week for Hudson.
All right. You guys got any questions?
Nah, I just can't wait for that next home game. You know, the Drive Time crew is 2 for 2at the 50-50 at the games.
Ooh, I ain't want to say nothing, man.
Vern won 2 weeks ago. I won last week. So, you know, what? We
really did.
Yeah. You know, we take it home.
Get Ray over here.
We take it home.
They live in Catskill.
Yeah.
So they don't have football in Catskill.
Got a team
over there. That's
all right. Ray live in Catskill.
But I'm just saying, we 2 for 2.
Well, what it is, they see back. Celebrities in the house, and it's like, okay, we got to take care of these.
We winning that money. We ain't donating it back. we're taking it home.
Taking it home.
Oh man!
But you know, just the last thing on this is, you know, I just this year, these crop of kids, man.
Oh man!
Basketball and football, like they do. They remind me of, you know, those teams in them early 2000s. You know.
Oh yeah.
Back at my school years, you know, when we had like
Rashad, we had.
I'm just saying, we got some championships in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
You know, my class got some championships.
Man, you want to talk about championships? You got to go back to the 80s.
You gotta take that up with Rashad Barksdale, Darren Collins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then on the basketball side, Isaiah Hurd.
Yes.
I mean, that we got a good class.
No
I'm just
question.
Saying.
No question.
Just saying.
Respect.
There you go, for sure.